Change is difficult, especially when it happens to one of your favorite groups. Today, the Booth Brothers are handling that transition well as we welcome Paul Lancaster.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
There ain't nothing like being with family, and when you have a group called the Booth Brothers, of course you've got Ronnie and Michael, the brothers, and for so many years we had Jim Brady in the group. And I have to say that this has been a transition from Jim Brady and his departure to Paul Lancaster. Is it Lancaster or Lancaster?
It depends on where I am. If I'm in Pennsylvania, it's Lancaster. Yeah. But if we say I'm from the South, so we drag it out, it's Lancaster. So
the transition to Paul here has just, from my perspective, you can correct me, has been just absolutely seamless, like smooth. You guys really went way out of your way to show, look, no rumors necessary.
Yeah. That was critically important. And I think we made the comment on we did a video release as opposed to a written one. And we made the comment that we're concerned that people try to read between the lines. And we wanted them to see us together and realize there's nothing wrong with a guy who used to sing with his wife and then sing with us for almost 13 years and decides that he'd like to sing with his wife again. What's wrong? I mean, how can you blame a guy with that? We tell anybody that joins our team, if you will call it that, one of the things we tell them is, if you can find something that is better for you, we will be the first to encourage you to go, as long as it's better. And certainly, having a ministry, Jim, with his wife again, for their home, we can't argue that that's not better for them. And it's proving to be going pretty well for him, too. Yeah.
I read a lot about servant leadership stuff, and that's a mark there of getting past your own pride and realizing that you're a servant leader when you're investing in the life of someone, and you realize their best path may be leaving. It may be creating a little bit of a hardship for us because we're going to find a new guy. Yeah. So, wow, hats off to you. That's good. Ronnie, truth moment. Paul's on the bus now for several weeks, okay, several months. Has he learned all the rules of Booth Brothers life?
You know what? The number one rule is relax and enjoy yourself. I mean, you know, really, it's the thing of it is, the bottom line, when you're looking for someone to fill a spot, you want to find that someone who has all of the qualifications, who are dependable, who are men of character, this, that, and the other. And then you say, here's what we need to do, and you turn them loose, and they do it. If you've got to micromanage them, you've got the wrong person. Yeah. It's that simple.
Paul, your story is one that, I mean, we could tell Michael and Ronnie, go get some coffee and come back, and we'd still not be finished because...
Just for naming all the groups I've been saying.
That's right.
Right?
So. On one side of the coin, you'd say, man, he can't keep a job. But on the other side, I think it speaks to versatility because you've been with so many variety of styles of groups, too. And to hear you sing and the pure voice that you have, I mean, you fit. I mean, you guys knew what you were doing. God knew what he was doing.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I'll tell you exactly what. When the night that Jim told us that he wanted to start a group with Melissa, we talked for over 2.5 hours, and we encouraged him, and we understood. And even Jim, we all three decided that night together, Paul's the man. Wow. And the truth of it was we knew the voice, and I took a sabbatical for 9 weeks back in 2006, and Paul filled in for me. And the emails that our office got, they were very kind to me, said, Ronnie, we missed you, but Paul is doing a great job. And long story short, when we called Paul, told him what was going on, he came down to Nashville. We talked for 3.5 hours, literally. Never sang a note. And we said, you want the job? And Paul said, he's the one that said, you guys want to sing something?
I just didn't want them to have buyer's remorse, you know. So,
you know what? Honestly, we picked up a guitar and we sang. We said, Paul, you know, Have Thine Own Way. Have Thine Own. We sang a verse and a chorus of Have Thine Own Way, and we said, you want the job. Wow. That was it. Wow. That was it.
Yeah, that blew me away, too. I mean, because I thought, you guys, I'm sure, because, you know, I did fill in, but, you know, Ronnie wasn't here when I filled in. I was filling in kind of in his spot, and right, so right. Everything. But, you know, it was such a God thing. They just knew, and yeah. even And I just was so thankful. It blew me away. I still am blown away. I get up, I sing from a very grateful heart every night. Yeah. Everything.
Where were you when you got the call? Do you remember?
Yeah, exactly. We were standing in the kitchen, and first of all, I got a text from Michael that says, "Hey, what are you doing these days?" And I just texted him back, "Oh, that's what I'm doing." And then I was hoping, because we always knew this, my wife and I always knew this. We knew because you got a wife that sings like Melissa, and she's, you know, great talent. And they've known each other, by the way, since they were 5 years old. Went to school together and stuff.
Your wife
and Jim's wife, yeah. And we knew inevitably one day, didn't know when, as happy as we knew Jim loved it here, that they'd sing together again. And when that was, and my wife and I both were praying, you know, let the phone ring, you know, from them. And it did. And we looked at each other, and, you know, our heart beat real fast. I said, this could be it. And the next thing I know, a few minutes later, we're talking on the phone. And then here we are.
Paul Lancaster and the Booth Brothers and the Project still here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Everyone around the world, no matter who they be, men and women, boys and girls, sinners just like me, rich, poor, and hypocrite all benefit the same. Make the trip, take the dip, brother, you'll be glad you came. Say where you been, are you going again, what you gonna do then? Get on your knees and pray. You're gonna talk it out, what it's all about. Not a shadow of a doubt. Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Get on your knees and pray.
Gonna talk about it.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Gonna talk about it.
Get on your knees and pray.
Gonna talk about it.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Let's go down.
Yourself. Either way, don't think that you're above nobody else. There's all kinds of right or wrong we're all gonna do. Keep in mind there comes a time when it will be asking you. Say where you been, are you going again, what you gonna do then? Get on your knees and pray, gonna talk it out, what it's all about. Not a shadow of a doubt. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Tell me where you've been.
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
The Booth Brothers and the Project still. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're recounting the moment when Paul Lancaster made the decision to join the Booth Brothers.
What was the first moments like when you're actually out either on the road or in the studio, and or maybe you still have these moments even now? It's like these confirmations over and over again. Somebody comes up to a table and you know you made the right choice. You knew you made the right choice when you make it, but it's always nice to know, even a year down the road, yeah, that was still a good choice.
I think the best way to sum that up is, as a whole, audiences have come up and said basically the same thing. In different forms, they're saying this: man, we love Jim. We miss Jim. You guys got the right guy.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
That to us. What was critically important for the people is they didn't want the sound to change. Now, you can't, when you move one a person is unique, so it's going to change to a certain degree. Paul's range is a little different than Jim's. You know, he'll sing his solos closer to my. Matter of fact, touching the master's hand, I had cut that.
Yeah.
That was my solo, and we gave that to Paul because we wanted to introduce him with a really great song. So certain things are going to be a little different, but as a whole, fundamentally, the sound is still the same, and that's a compliment to a guy that comes in singing with the guys that have sung together for 26 years and our brothers, and you slip in, and people don't notice the difference.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the thing about it is, I don't know if this will make sense to you, and it's hard for me to put it into words. I try to explain it to them that, you know, they are so great at what they do that it does make it easy to slip in, you know what I'm saying? And because they are, I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, because, you know, at the same time, I feel like I'm trying to keep up, and right. But at the same time, they make it so easy because they're so great at what they do.
I had a prideful, funny little moment here in the studio. I got to be honest. Over the years, all the reviews, man, y'all sing so easy. Your stuff is so easy. It just sounds, it's easy till you do it.
Right.
Okay? Right. And then so Paul Anken, who has sung with so many different artists and is respected so well throughout the, for lack of a better word, the industry. So your peers, all peers think he's a phenomenal singer, was in the studio and came out, and I'll let you.
I did. I came out of the studio and recording this first album, and I said, you know what? I know that because they sing, you know, easy, right. And it may sound like this, it's easy, or, you know, they make it sound easy, but don't mean it. I told you, it's not easy. This is the hardest. I've done, you know, stuff even with the Martins and stuff, and this was even beyond that. It was harder. This was tougher, more challenging than anything I've ever done, because singing the way they do takes a lot of discipline and control. You know, you can go out there, nail it to the wall, and that's easier than trying to, you know, and stay controlled and keep your tones where they need to be. It's just a lot of stuff, and it's takes a lot of discipline, and it's made being with these guys has already made a better singer out of me because of that, you know. So,
well, that kind of, and this may be one of the final questions we ask on this topic, but, you know, the pressures, I mean, it is a different animal, but you sing with the Neelands, you sing with the Martins, you sing with the Mullins, you sing with, I mean, countless others. So
yeah, a lot of fill-ins, you know, stuff. Yeah.
Some groups in gospel music, and not that they set out to do this, but, you know, it's kind of a revolving door, and you have people come and go, and that group style, the sound changes because there's, you know, some are more transitional than others. Booth Brothers are one of these groups, though, that, you know, been together, but have been a mainstay. So has that put, for lack of a better term, maybe with the audience, you feel this sense of like, okay, are they going to accept me?
That's what the name of the tour is.
Oh, yeah. I told him, I said, I feel like I've been on the I'm Not Sure I Was Going to Like You at First tour. So. But it all ends well, you know. And can I tell him this about what my favorite thing that I've seen is I've had a few ladies come up to me, and they'll say, you know, we weren't so sure, you know, when Jim left, and we came here tonight, you know, and we weren't sure what to expect, but they would grab me by the arm and they would go, I just want you to know, after tonight, I think it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You know? It's like, thank you.
Yeah, but was that for them or for you?
Yeah, both, I think. I think it's both, you know. So.
But it's fun. Honestly, we have had absolute peace through this whole thing. Jim has too. I mean, you know, we had a great run, and it's time. And our motto is the kingdom was divided to conquer more. Mm. It's that simple. Now there's two groups still going out singing the gospel and doing it well. And Jim will always be a brother to us. And and thank the Lord with social media the way it was. We wanted absolute control how this was announced to the public. And thank the Lord, we squelched any rumors right up front.
We sing. We still sing tons of his songs.
Oh, absolutely.
We did one this morning, and so we did. We've done about two or three of his already.
Already.
Yeah.
And we'll continue.
Well, that's true. Jim brought the songwriting ability, and Paul writes songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. A little. I have dabbled here and there, but yeah, you know, I don't write a whole lot because I can never. I might start something, but I can't finish it because never meet my own standards. You know, so.
Well, no pressure.
yeah. It's like, one more thing. Need somebody to help me, you know, finish it. Yeah. So always, you know.
Paul Lancaster and the Booth Brothers with us today. That's Ronnie and Michael Booth and Paul, and listening to music from the project Still here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
It seemed the other little girls were the center of their daddy's world, like roses in a garden, cherished and adored. And deep inside her fragile heart, she longed to feel the caring arms of a dad who walked away when she was born. She never had that kind of love. So when she thought of the Father above, he was someone she found hard to get to know. Yet through the years he was shaping her to be as beautiful as the roses were. She was a wild flower that only he could grow. And oh, how the Heavenly Father tends the wild flowers with his gentle touch. Special he created them to be, and that he is worthy of their trust. It took some time for her to learn that he will not abandon her. He holds her forever as a precious child of grace, designed before the world began to grow and bloom within his plan. And she finally feels at home in his embrace. Same familiar ground, other wildflowers struggle with doubt, wondering if the Father's love abides. And all the while he showers them with faithful goodness that never ends. They are wanted and treasured in his sight.
Daniel Britt and Friends, today with the Booth Brothers. That's Ronnie Booth, Michael Booth, and Paul Lancaster. More information online at boothbrothers.com.
I don't care who you are. I think if you're living and breathing, your thoughts, your passions, your even ways that you're enlightened on the truth of the gospel may, I don't want to use the word change, but you kind of get a different focus. You ride that horse for a little while. Like, you know, I can remember back in 2004 when I really started understanding what grace and freedom and the scandalous nature of the gospel is all about. Boy, that was, and I'm still excited about that. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you let that go deep. You study a lot about that. And then maybe you hear another verse or you hear a sermon and your mind starts working. What's been on your heart lately individually? What's been your passion?
It's discovering grace. And how to apply it and how to live in it. When you live for any period of time in a legalistic life mindset, meaning you have this list of things you do that you feel if you do this list, then you're pleasing God. You know, we say we're saved by grace and not of works. It's hard. The problem is we can trust Christ for salvation. We have a harder time trusting him that he really likes us. And it is until you really understand that He and the Father and the Spirit, they're okay. You're okay. And when you can rest in those warm fires, if you will, being there is so... See, the problem is, for those who are bound in legalism, you think, if I give in to this grace thing, I'm going to give in to my sin. Mm-hmm. That was my fear, because the fear of God motivated me, I thought, to not sin.
Right.
But it is a greater motivation to realize where I'm living in this grace is so much more comfortable. It's so much more fulfilling. It has so much more joy. My taste buds have changed. I don't enjoy that stuff. And I'm quicker to spit it out, turn around, and go home than what I was when I feared God with a 2x4. Because here's another thing. When you feel like you're trying to earn the Father's love, you will never get there. And when a person loses hope, they will give up. Then you are subject to some really challenging times.
We often equate the straight and narrow with shackles, I think. You know, we think, well, I've got to stick with, and straight and narrow and grace, they go hand in hand.
They go hand. It's like the prodigal son, man. He was in a pig pen. He showed us what repentance was by changing his mind. He turned around, he went home, and the Father loved on him and threw a party.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a reason Jesus gave parables, so that we could have a picture in our mind of what it looks like.
Yeah, that's good. Ronnie, what's been on your heart lately? Maybe think of it this way. If you were going to pick, you know, a handful of songs tomorrow from a list of brand new songs, what theme would you go with? What would be the ones that jump out for you for a message for today?
Well, a lot of what Michael said, if I'm on target with what... For me personally, honestly, I try to read stuff that's so stinking deep and whatnot, and somehow I confuse that with being closer maybe to the Lord, and honestly, I'm just trying to come to, I'm learning to come to Him like a little three-year-old. You know, it's that simple. Mosey Lister told me years ago that he could write songs that were, you know, that had 15 different chord changes and just very complex stuff. He said, but I find the most profound is the most simple. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm just trying to take that and bring it into my life, and honestly try to find songs that and sing and communicate to people in a very complex world. No, in reality, there's very few things we need. Number one, the Lord has already said He would supply everything that we do need, and this isn't home. It gets a whole lot better.
Hear the heart of heaven beating. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the hush of mercy breathing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the host of angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, and the sounding joy repeating, Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adore Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the wisest bow before Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky alive with praise, melting darkness in its blaze. There is light forevermore. Jesus saves. He will live our sorrow sharing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. He will die our burdens bearing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Booth brothers, Ronnie and Michael Booth and Paul Lancaster. Hey, Paul, what truth or have you been kind of ruminating on lately?
You know, a lot of the same thing. It's got to do with grace, but also is like the finding the, I think, trust and resting in the Father and finding that contentment. Because I'm a very, always have been, very restless individual all my life. And I'm it's good at this age. God has really shown me about resting in Him and not panicking as much as I used to and being content with where I am. You know, that's one of the things that I went through some depression a while back, and through that, when I started really seeking God and I began to climb, you know, part of my journey is climbing out of that depression, God began to show me. My circumstances hadn't changed, but I began to the more I seek God. And then and it was backwards. A lot of times we wait for the planets to line up and the situations to be exactly what we want before we allow ourselves to be happy. And in my life, it happened differently. I began to get happy in Jesus first and find the contentment that came within and not outside circumstances. And when I did that, then God showed me, hey, I'm ready to bless you. And before even there was a time within just a couple of weeks there that the phone began to ring again with opportunities. I was pretty much sitting home. You were asking me what I did before this a minute ago. Not a whole lot. I was interim worship pastor at a church for a while. It was a temporary thing, but I really didn't know what I was going to do for my future. But I just began to seek God every morning first, and I was happy even for my first circumstances of change. And then the phone started to ring with a few different opportunities, and that was just God's way of showing me, hey, I'm, you know, ready to bless you again. And then the very best opportunity, you know, that could have been out of all those courses when these guys called and my wife and I knew it was God. And so he's taught me, I guess, just more trust and not to be so restless and to rest in Him and His grace and to find contentment, you know. And tomorrow, as much as I love this and I plan on singing my last song here with the Booth brothers, you know, whether it means Jesus comes or first or whatever, you know, their retirement. But if it, for some reason beyond my control, if it went away tomorrow, I'd still wake up. As much as I love it and I'm so happy right now with the circumstances, I would still wake up in the morning going, God, you're so good. Yeah. You know, what do you got next? And so that's the kind of, you know, I've learned to rest more on Him and not, you know, circumstances, you know.
Hold on to things loosely, whether they're good or bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and change, as scary as it can be, a lot of times can be a good thing, you know, as scary, you know, as it can be.
Okay, this will be turn a negative around to a positive, okay? A lot of times, especially if you got kids, you all have kids? So you typically will say, you know, either to yourself, you think it, or you say it to your spouse, oh, I hope they don't pick that up for me. I hope that cycle gets broken with my children, the next generation, because I don't like this about myself. So let's flip it around, though. Let's think of a positive. And this will sound arrogant, but but I asked, okay? So what is one thing that somebody else has told you, hey, you're pretty good at that, and you kind of hope that your kids will pick up on that?
Honestly, for me, patience and long suffering, I think. Our mother is very much like that. And I guess, you know, and just try to understand where people are coming from who are driving you nuts, who, you know, are making you angry or whatever, you know. Because you got to remember, I mean, Christ has forgiven them too for all who have come to Him, you know. So, probably that, and I hope I've passed that on to my children, you know.
Michael?
encouragement. I love to encourage people. Yeah. Absolutely love it. And, man, if the world needs anything outside of salvation, I just mentioned to the crowd last night, I said, I think the most miserable people on the face of the planet are Christians who don't understand the grace they're living under. So encouraging people with truth.
Paul?
I think, and I see that I did, you know, pass down to my kids, and it's one thing out of a lot of things I wish I hadn't. I think transparency, you know, dealing straight on with things, admitting, owning your faults, choosing your battles, things like that. But yeah, transparency in life, and because you're honest before God and before people, I think that's where we've tied God's hands a lot of times, being able to help us. I saw that as a parent. My kids, when they're not honest with me about a situation, I don't have all the right information, it ties my hands and being able to help them. And so for them to be just come out and be honest and straightforward and transparent.
Paul Lancaster, the voice you heard there. Also, you're hearing Michael Booth and Ronnie Booth, because they're all here, the Booth brothers. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. More music now from the project simply titled Still.
There's a happy rhythm keeps rocking and rolling. I can feel it moving while I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps rolling and rocking. Rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. A wonderful, happy, happy rhythm. Music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I gotta move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy rhythm. There's a happy rhythm keeps a rocking and a rolling. I can feel it moving while I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps a rolling and a rocking. Rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. A wonderful, happy, happy rhythm. Brother, let me tell you how the glory comes in me. Tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Rolling and rocking, it's a rocking and rolling.
Brothers, musicians, singers, talented people. When you think about people who work in the arts, the creative people. And I heard a quote the other day that I thought of you guys, artists, when I read this. Leo Burnett said, curiosity about life in all of its aspects, I think, is still the secret of great creative people. Curiosity about life. Does that drive you, really, when you start thinking on the bus or in the office about the next project and you're compiling a list of songs, that something's burning inside, you've obviously got a message you want to tell. You want to go somewhere with it.
Yeah, the most challenging part of our job outside of being away from our families is, and it's the one thing we have the least amount of time for, is the music. Trying to find the right song, sung the right way, to impact people the right way. And not only that, and not in a fearful sense that I used to have, but you are standing on the stage in the name of Christ. And I have this picture in my head of the Father saying, hey, gave you a voice, right? Yeah. Gave you good guys to sing with. Yeah. Gave you a good crowd too, right? Did you tell them about my son?
Yeah.
And that is a responsibility that that is always permeating our thoughts when we're looking. I'm not sure if that answered your question, but
Yeah, curiosity. Your mind's always thinking on the next thing, and you're looking for that opportunity.
Well, if you sing about pain, everybody relates. Yeah. And the beautiful thing about the gospel is that no matter what the pain is, it fixes it. It's the solution. It's the hope. And trying to find those songs that communicate to that audience who was not brought there, by the way, to feed your ego. They were bought, as Michael said, to serve. And finding those songs that really connect, and there's a lot of good songs, but you just dig out, try to find the ones that are the best, that really hit the bullseye, hit the heart. And boy, what a it's a gratifying feeling when people come up and say, "You don't know what that meant to me. I just lost my husband, or my kids are on drugs, or my wife has left me, or whatever." You know, it's a gratifying feeling.
Paul.
What they said?
That's good.
Yeah, no, because, you know, it really is true, though, because, I mean, connecting with people is the number one thing. I mean, as far as – and finding out what ways we can keep doing that most effectively with our song choices and how we deliver them. That's exactly what I would say, too, because, you know, singing anymore is not – when you was younger, and I didn't really get this until I guess I got in my 40s and I was late to the party, but – I'm more concerned now about connecting with the individual more than I am about singing something perfectly anymore. Right. And you know what's funny is when I did the trade in that is when I quit worrying about that and started worrying about just, in other words, I had this voice in me that said, you know what, stop thinking about what they think about you and start thinking about what they need. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, that was just so freeing. And from that, I started singing better because I relaxed and quit thinking, overthinking it so much and started thinking about them. So that's what we want to do is just connect.
Mm. What a statement. Paul Lancaster, Michael Booth, Ronnie Booth, the Booth Brothers. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Well, it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. He said, it sure ain't much, but it's all we've got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Oh, now who'll start the bid on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. And then he cried, one, give me $1, who'll make it two? Only $2, who'll make it three? $3 twice, now that's a good price. Who's gonna bid for me? Raise up your hand now, don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Who's got for just $1 more to bid on this old violin? And the people stood around as the sun was setting low. And from the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin and he tightened up the strings. And then he played out a melody pure. The music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, now what am I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with a bow. You know that's a good price. Come on, who's gonna bid for me? And the people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master. There's many a man with his life out of tune, battered and scarred with sin,
and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like that old violin. But then the master comes, and the old foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought just by one touch of the master. You know that's a good price. Come on, who's gonna bid for me? And the people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped and he said with a smile, it was the time.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, highlighting songs from the project Still and asking the guys what their favorite song on this particular album may have to be at this point in time. Michael Booth.
I like the title cut Still. It's just, in this most simple way, either the Bible is true or it's the greatest lie mankind has ever known. And it's by faith, at some point in time, it comes down to faith. Do we believe it is true or not? And when we believe it's true, it has nothing to do with our feelings. Still, God is on his throne. The Bible is his word. The gospel changes lives.
Kissing don't last, but cooking do. Feelings don't last, but Bible and doctrine and theology and the truth of Scripture do. So I was going somewhere with that.
We waited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Waking to a dawn of uncertainty, clouds of fear linger like the night, a day that feels so cold and dark and desperate, but I know where to find the light. I pick up the timeless, the truth that will remain, and read what will never change. Still, God is on his throne. The Bible is his word. The gospel changes lives, and every prayer is heard. His plans could never fail. Not even one detail, his purpose will prevail. He was, he is, he will still.
Disappointments come. Sometimes they're like a string of stormy days. We can learn to look beyond the moment and see what's yet to be with eyes of faith. When we look for the eternal, hope rises like the sun, so trust no matter what's to come.
Still, God is on his throne, the Bible is his word, the gospel changes lives, and every prayer is heard, his plans could never fail.
not even one to tell. His purpose will prevail. He was, he is, he will. Still he takes care of his children, and he inhabits them. Gospel changes lives, and every prayer is heard. His plans could never fail, not even one to tell. His purpose will prevail. He was, he is, he will.
With that title cut there on this album. Hey, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Michael Booth. That was his pick for favorite, and also sitting around with Ronnie Booth and Paul Lancaster. So what's Paul's favorite?
I was telling them, I had it wash over me one night on stage. It was in a California trip or something, West Coast.
Ernie.
And we were Ernie and out there, yeah. And one night I just started tearing up and thinking, you know, because I've always felt a calling on my life of, to do with my voice. Not that it's limited only to that, but if since I was five, and I finally feel like standing up here with these two men and declaring things like, there's two songs in there that are really strong. I mean, give the gospel, and that's I am the Word, that declares the Word as the infallible, only absolute truth that we have. And that's a bold statement these days. And then Jesus followed up with Jesus Saves. Those are two strong messages, and I thought, man, we're really out here. I feel like I'm really fulfilling my calling that I've always felt as a kid, standing between these two men declaring messages like that.
And so, yeah, it's a bold message.
Yeah, bold messages, yeah. So those two songs.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then the Word was made flesh. The flesh was crucified, but the Word arose and will never, never die. I am the Word.
I am the Word, and I'll never pass away. The beginning and the end, I am the Word.
I am the Word.
I am the Word. I'm alive and I am sure. Sharper than any sword, I am the Word.
Perfect and I am pure. I am living and I am truth. I am righteous holiness. So hide me in your heart, then speak the living word. I am your strength, I am your power, I am the Word.
I am the Word.
I am the Word,
and I'll never pass away. The beginning and the end, I am the Word.
Lord,
I am the Word.
Daniel Britton Friend's favorite song on the project, Still by the Booth Brothers. Ronnie, what's your favorite?
I agree with Paul. I am the Word and Jesus Saves. And there's another, the opening song, Faith Keeps Walking, which was written by Jim. And the fact, no matter what the circumstance, whether you feel the Lord's presence or you don't feel His presence, you take Him at His word. And boy, that's through some of the darkest times in my life. That's the lesson He has told me. I mean, literally, when it was really, really dark, I could never walk away because that still small voice said, Ronnie, you know the truth. Trust me. And really, that's what that song's about. Faith Keeps Walking. And the musically, it was a couple years ago, I'd gone to Jim and I had asked him, I said, Jim, I'd heard Dan Fogelberg, the great pop singer, recorded a song called Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain. And I've always loved that music, that feel. And I said, we need something like that. And that's when he wrote Faith Keeps Walking. That was the inspiration behind the musically, behind Faith Keeps Walking. And it's musically, it's definitive Booth Brothers, too.
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on. Looking to the Lord. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on.
Chance, you heard the master calling. Now you're doing something different than you've done before. Stepped out of the boat, and now the sky is falling. Don't stop doing the impossible. Keep looking to the Lord.
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back. Searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
Just keep moving closer to the one who waits with open arms.
Shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning.
Faith keeps walking on.
Title for the project is Still. If I had one word for the Booth Brothers, it would be smooth. Ronnie Booth, Michael Booth, and Paul Lancaster. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Well, if I know you guys and could put words in your mouth, I think if there's something that keeps you awake on the bus at 3 a.m. going down the road, it's probably, did it make it past the front row? Did the message reach somebody tonight? Not so much about a technical issue or even a vocal quality, but the message, did it make it? Did it hit someone right where they needed it? And that's what we love about you guys, because you bring the energy, you bring the excitement. Boy, you can wake up a crowd. And then you can give them the gospel, and that's it's such a wonderful thing. So, Paul, you're doing great. From my perspective, I think the guys agree, and the audience does too. And yeah. We can sleep at night.
It's gonna be okay.
And we can keep up with you in so many ways, but it just kind of catapults out of the Booth Brothers website, which is
boothbrothers.com.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.